Our major challenge is that we think that this issue of the common fund is a constitutional one, and we cannot sit and supervise unconstitutionality. That was why we wanted to register it at the highest level by saying that, look, let's count. You don't have the number to transact the business, because we knew that at the time that the vote was being put, we were 129. And now you say that you've asked the clerk to count. On what basis? Check our standing orders. You only come under 109 before the count is done.
So that for you,
it's
the
sad.
That was given for the 2017 budget statement was an illegality.
We think that it is. It is. Because the sad thing is that, you know, we've been struggling in this house how to record the numbers in the chamber. And normally they'll just go and take the vote and proceedings. Vote and proceeding with the greater respect. Some people go and write their names at their mail room and they don't even come into the chamber. It becomes a difficulty. So the best was to arrest it at the time so that we then count the members in the chamber. So that all of us will be more than certain that we have more than 139 to conduct that business. Believe me, we were 129. We were not, they couldn't get there more than half of the house.
But that's performing.
Yeah, it's sad because any one would have said that, I mean, we should come with a substantive motion. But when you come with a substantive motion, the only reference document that will be used to know who and who were in this house, well, is going to be the vote and proceedings. Where I said, like I said, people go to sign at the mail room, and then they are counted as being present. Meanwhile, they were not in the chamber. So it becomes a difficulty. And I thought that what he did was very unfortunate. The worrying thing is that, I mean, let me admit, you raise it, then say, oh, we'll talk to Mr. Speaker. You know, he's just new. I mean, you get over it. So just give us some time. We've taken your concern. Yet the thing keeps repeating itself. And I thought that was very unfortunate. And Mr. Speaker, with the greatest respect to him, he's been one of the most respected member of parliament when he was here. He knows the rules. He's been the deputy speaker. He's not somebody who is just coming outside that needs some massive orientation. What he did was wrong. He just abused the minority, which was just not fair. I mean, we are going into a caucus meeting to determine whether we can come using our rules, because, I mean, you know, this is a house of records. If anything you want to do, you have to come properly by the rules. We will see, given the limited opportunities that we have, knowing very well that the only thing that they will take to record those who were in the house is the vote and proceedings, that could mean that people who are just signed and have not been in the chamber could all be counted. Remember also, as part of our strategy, was to get our members also out. And, you know, the records of the house will capture them have been present by the time of the voting, because read 109 and read 104 of the Constitution. It says at the time. So it's at the time of the vote. And we've just lost it, because their own members are not serious about the government business. Because if they were going to know that today they are going to approve their policy, I'm sure that by 10 o'clock, all the 169 should be here. We don't have to be struggling about the numbers. But you saw it. It was when our members started tripping out, then they started struggling to call all their members in, to come in. Are you sure they are really ready to govern? It's just so sad. It's sad and unfortunate. And we hope that Mr. Speaker will take a clue from this and change his ways, because this is a bad way.